I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Democrats dominated yesterday's midterm elections, victories in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia. In New York, Democrat Socialist Zohran Mamdani, referring to his defeat of independent Andrew Cuomo in the mayor's race.
My friends, we have toppled a political dynasty.
But Cuomo insists that he does not regret having run for office.
This campaign was the right fight to wage. And I am proud of what we did and what we did together.
In blue state New Jersey, voters have chosen Democrat Mikey Sherrill for governor. Virginia voters sending Democrat Abigail Spanberger to the governor's mansion and Democrat Jay Jones to the attorney general's office. California's Democrat congressional redistricting scheme has been approved, while three Democrats will hold on to their seats on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. President Trump suggests the government shutdown helped to generate that blue wave. Flyers, beware. The Trump administration is warning of possible chaos in the skies next week if the government shutdown drags on.
Air travel has been disrupted with each passing day of the shutdown, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the situation will only get worse as the financial pressure grows on air traffic controllers and TSA employees who are forced to work without pay. Duffy warns there could be mass chaos if the stalemate lasts another week, predicting more flight delays and cancellations and the possibility of closing certain parts of the airspace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The feds will be investigating the deadly crash of a UPS cargo plane in Kentucky. Seven people killed. The aircraft crashed and burned upon takeoff at the Louisville airport. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. This is SRN News. In part two of our series on the Rustic Way Ranch Equine Therapy Center located north of Dallas, the co-founder of the Christ-Centered Ranch explains more about their organization's mission. Court Carriker says in 2025, more and more young people are being overwhelmed by the pressures in our nation's society over which they have no control.
All instability comes insecurity, anxiety, depression about hopelessness about the future. And with the social media aspect of this generation, you're constantly being bombarded with all the terrible things going on in the world. And while they may not come out and directly voice their concern about the government shutdown or current, you know, relevant events, I think they read it on their parents as well. And so therefore, it's a natural kind of pass down to the kids.
Carriker says working with horses helps teenagers channel their energies in a more positive direction. More information on the nonprofit ranch's work helping teenagers is available at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Voters in Maine and Texas weigh in on some Republican-backed measures.
Proponents say it would safeguard elections, but opponents believe it's intended to make voting more difficult. Maine voters have rejected a proposal. It involved implementing a photo ID requirement for voters and limiting the use of drop boxes for returning completed ballots. Voters in Texas approved a proposal to amend the state constitution to add people who are not U.S. citizens to the list of those excluded from elections. Jason Walker reporting.
A president's power to unilaterally impose tariffs is coming before the Supreme Court today, a test of executive power with trillion-dollar implications for the worldwide economy. The Trump administration contends an emergency law gives the president the power to regulate importation, including tariffs. More details, SRNNews.com.